You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right now, we have a very special guest in the studio, Kia ora Valet. How
good
are
morning.
You?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure. All the way up from Otatahi Christchurch, mm-hmm. just for a couple of days to chat about a new track, Prodigy, which is featuring John Gibbs and Sam V.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell us a little bit. I'll be a sir, I'll be a ma'am, I'll be whatever this morning. That's very authoritarian vibes. I'm really interested in this particular track, but I think we should talk more broadly about how you make music to start off, to introduce uh-huh. people who might not be so familiar. Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about what got you interested in writing
and
music.
Making music.
Yeah.
And writing specifically, there was when I was in primary school, there was a NZ Police Force was doing a anti-methamphetamine campaign.
Oh, true.
Yeah, and they got a dude who tackled meth addiction, and he wrote about meth like it was a person. He wrote this poem, and the idea is that the poem would be so powerful that young kids would read it and that they wouldn't want to touch meth. It worked for me, but further more than that, it inspired me to write, and I remember taking it home and gluing it into like my worksheet book, and then I copied it and then like filled in and played with the words. And then I didn't really meet hip hop until 12 or 11, and it was like getting an Eminem CD for my birthday.
Nice.
But then I was raised on like soul and blues, so like John Lee Hooker, Van Morrison, from like the moment I stepped foot in the country, Dad was playing those guys, and they had a big impact on me.
So
there's kind of been different pivotal points from as early as I can remember up until now, but
That's pretty amazing being able to actually pinpoint that, you know, first interaction with something that made you be like, I want to do this.
Yeah,
kind of thing. I want to write that.
The poem was so powerful, like it was, hard to forget kind of thing, like, and it had its desired effect on me anyway. I was like, I haven't touched meth, you know, like.
Yeah,
it was intense.
That's pretty amazing. It is kind of also, I guess, shows you what words can do, you know, and especially when they're in a context like poetry or music or hip hop specifically as well, because that is almost that perfect blend between spoken word styles and, you know, your more, I want to say traditional, but that's not really the right word, like lyric. And I think that's a really interesting way of approaching writing as well, is to think about how words impact people. Your family, part of your family, including yourself, are from Papua New Guinea originally, and then you moved to Christchurch when you were quite little, eh?
Yeah, that's it, before I was 2 years old.
Yeah. And how was that? Because that must have been a huge adjustment for your family.
we're still adjusting. I don't know how to answer the question, like, because they thought they were divorced, and my parents thought they were divorced, and so mum was sent back to PNG with me in her tummy, and dad didn't know. And the plan A was that I would be raised there once he found out, but then I got sick, and then I had to come back, and then he gave the marriage another crack, and that was terrible. That didn't work, and they fought a lot, and so adjusting was probably when we moved to Wellington, and it felt like the dust started to settle. That was when probably, I think normality, and for us anyway, started to, like, I could focus on school. Dad found a job. We didn't have to think about, you know, like mum and him fighting and whatnot. I moved to Wellington when I was about 4 years old.
And so, kind of, I guess, like, if you can remember such early moments of writing being important and, like, lyrics and poetry being important, at what point did you start to turn that into making your own stuff and then using your own voice to kind of navigate that?
When I was year nine in high school, a friend of mine, he got, like, a recording software, and he just, like, was like, do you want to make songs? And I was like, oh, sweet, let's try it, you know, let's do it. And then, you know, like, they kind of got listened to around the school, and, like, then you become known as the dude, and some people, like, roast you for it, and some people are like, oh, bro, it's kind of mean. and then, you know, like, and then school's filled with so many other pursuits. You have sport, you have academia, so your time and, like, energy split amongst, and then you have your parents being like, you know, Dad's like, what are you not going to do music? What are you up to? And I loved music. Art as well. As a big part of my upbringing that was like not encouraged as well because there's no money in that.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I'd left school and I was like, you know, like it keeps calling you.
Mm.
And yeah, so did that answer the question?
Yeah, that totally answered it. Yeah. It's a really lovely thing as well to obviously have been collaborating with friends since quite a young age. And this track, you have got some awesome collaborators on it. Can you tell us a little bit about who you worked with on Prodigy and what this song is about?
Yeah, the song was done really quickly, quicker than we've ever made any other song. Stuart and Terry and myself, two jazz musicians from Christchurch, were celebrating the release of a previous song,
mm-hmm.
and we're just super confident, and we had one of those nights where like you actually felt like you could achieve anything, you know, like something was in the air, you could say, and then the song was like done. And then I just, you know, I thought, and I started connecting with Sam V later, and I was like, oh, this, like, he is the epitome of like confidence in a person. I don't know any performer that like has his energy. Have you ever seen him perform?
I've never seen him perform.
He'll perform live with his shirt off, like, like, oh, and he just kills it, and his voice is crazy. Anyway, yeah, check that dude out. His live shows are fire. Shout out to Sam V. And then John Gibbs, I've been a fan of for a while, and that's like more his craftiness with his wordplay, but then also like super confident as well. And he's a much bigger artist than I was. So I was like, you know, I'm kind of like putting coins in a well, reaching out to him. But that's what like my management did. And so I didn't have to deal with the rejection if he was like, get the hell out of here.
Good to have a buffer.
Yeah, there's a buffer. There's a buffer to protect my feelings.
Yeah.
And now he liked the track. And then he literally, I didn't even have to send him lyrics. He just knew this is what I'm going to do with it. And
sweet.
Then, like the first take, I didn't have to tamper with it at all. Like it just fell into place, and
that's awesome.
It is what it is.
That's really awesome. And so, where's all of this heading? Are you working towards a longer release at the moment?
Yeah, EP. I'm putting the puzzles together.
Yeah,
because I've been making so much music, and it's all different. And I'm just picking the ones that are cohesive to sort of like a good package theme.
Yeah,
and then I'll put that out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's very exciting. Looking forward to, definitely seeing where that project goes as
Thank
well.
You. Yeah.
If people want to check out your music, where's the best place for them to find you online?
I update everything pretty regularly on Instagram. So, like, the official valet is really good to, like, and there's always links to everything.
Yeah.
So I run that pretty well. So that's, like, the main go-to. And then, of course, all the stores, if you just want to go straight to them.
Excellent.
Valet, V-A-L-L-E, and you'll find me. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning and having a chat with us.
Yeah, and thank you for the coffee as well. Yeah.
No problem.
Thank you.
Legendary Tess Coffee. If you ever come up to BFM, you'll get one day.
Fire.
Big fire coffee. This is Prodigy featuring John Gibbs and Zam V by Valet.
Boom, baby.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Tell a nigga what I do with my eyes closed. I'ma get fat, boy, stole pies, yo. We can pull up to the crib, we can drive slow. Do a dance in my pants like cargo. Get your hand out my jaw, this is Milo. Oops, I mean Mido. Don't take it off, we can pull him to the side, though. You're looking funny with a smile like Wido. Wanna know why, girl, cause it's mine, though. Oops. Yeah, I did it again. Sip a toxic on a plane with a friend. Don't tell him Jeremiah, life plays with a blend. Alarm hills paid with the flame of the pen. I'm Park and Biggie, I created the bridge. It is what it is, I'm just saying it is.
Talking shit to the bosses. Let me play in my field, you can bounce this. Hit a visit from a loader. I see your hand in my field, feel the power. Reminisce by the crowd of 10. Now I'm moving these days, feel benevolent. When I'm singing, hear the crowd, they be chanting like, oh.
Next up, they saying it's Gibbs. Y'all boys living to die, we just dying to live. Lavish, spit a flow way more better than average. Toe tactics, tic-tac-toe when it's backwards. Pockets on vegan, getting my cabbage. Rock a bye, baby, bring him a carriage. Put me in the booth, I promise to tell the truth. Until death do us part like a beautiful marriage.
Dearly beloved, friends and family, we are gathered here today to witness and celebrate the union of...
Cut that off with the header.
Any MC trying to park in the red zone. Send a telegram, pray it, get up out the dead zone. What you hear now is a murder in your headphones.
Talk a shit to the bosses. Let me play in my field, you can bounce this. Hit a visit from a loader. I see a hand in my field, feel the power. Reminisce about a crowd of ten. Now I'm moving these days, feel benevolent. When I'm singing, hear the crowd, they be chanting like, oh, oh, oh wow.
It's a bird, it's a plane, no, it's not a little boy, it's a microwave, yeah. I'm psycho, blood like Michael, I'm a thriller, I'm a goddamn idol. Whoa now, that's a little bit arrogant. Stuff your mouth with a whole damn asparagus. Big game, it's a whole lot of parasite. Probably wanna crack it and a whole lot of candlelit. Nice dinner, no pork in the winter. While a nigga get real thinner, like Miller, young boy Jigga. I'm finna blow fast like a sprinter. Jigga who, jigga you in the nighttime. Got brew in the nightlight. No gun, no smoke, it's a night fight. No telling what I'll do in the nightlight.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.